Welcome to Forged in the Fires podcast with Fireman Rob. Being a fireman, father, veteran, husband, world record holder, and Ironman, he brings stories of experience to impact your life while challenging you to live it. What do you want from your life? Why do you want it? Are you willing to go through the challenges to get there? If you have the courage to take that first step, let this podcast be the catalyst to start your fire
while you bring the resilience to make it continue to burn.
Our lives are made up of moments called right nows. So let's get started. Forged in the Fires podcast with your host, Fireman Rob, begins now.
We got the same blood.
Welcome back to Forged in the Fires podcast. I'm your host, Fireman Rob. Today's guest, you know what? This is going to be an exciting one because, you know, she has so much energy. She is having a great day. I'm going to have a great day because she's here. She's a mindset coach, a motivational speaker. She's the host of the Juice podcast. If you haven't found it, you can go to thepamchristiangroup.com. Pam Christian, how are you doing today?
I am awesome. I'm vibrating at a really high level today. So I'm so psyched to be here. Thank you for having me, Rob.
It's so much fun. We're talking about, before we got on here, about your book that's coming out this summer. I wanted to start with this because the title of that book is, I Hope You're Having a Great Day. I know I am. Tell me more about that foundation of that statement.
Sure. I mean, that originated from my videos on Instagram and various other platforms. And the truth of it is really like, I decide if I'm having a great day. So every day is a great day for me. It doesn't mean every moment of every day is a great day, right? Because certainly that is not true. But I've learned how to shift within the day, which when I was, you know, starting out on this path, I definitely did not know how to shift. So one thing would happen and then my whole day was ruined. And over time, I've learned to manage and realize that I am in the driver's seat of my moments, of my days, of my weeks, of my months, and of my years. So it's up to me.
Now, you know, you've gotten to this point and you're helping people with mindset. I want to go back in time because it wasn't always like this for you. It started out, you know, with adversity, and a lot of people see people like yourself thriving at this point and really helping other people, but it wasn't always that way for you, was it?
100%. And that's what I always tell people. I'll speak for a while and I can see the stares. It's almost like, you know, that fluoride stare. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
It's that blank stare because they're like, wait, this isn't achievable for me. She's someone different from me. And I always have to remind myself, wait, back it up a bit and remind people of where you started. And if you knew me, you would know a little girl, because it started, you know, my trauma, which I detail in my book, started at a very young age. And I was the little girl with the hangnails, the nails down so far that like it's throbbing, bleeding. I sucked my thumb for the longest time. I beat myself up. I hated myself. And it showed, I felt it on the inside and it showed on the outside, not just physically, but in the way I treated others, the decisions I made, the self-sabotaging behavior. So I was, whether my trauma and adversity was as bad as someone else's or not, it was mine and it knocked me down and it took me out. And I was as down and out as the next person. And I made a decision over and over again, because it's not this one-time decision, because I'd make the decision and then I'd fall back down. And then I'd stay down for a while until I realized, again, I don't like being here. And that, you know, the universe gives us lessons over and over again until we learn them. I had to learn that lesson over and over again, that I don't want to be in that place. And I'm going to do anything and everything to get me out of there and to stay higher and at a, like a higher frequency, keep my energy balanced. And that's what it's all about.
It's so true, because it's, you know, a lot of people see those challenges and they get knocked down once. How, you know, at a young age, I think that's the one hard thing is that you look at this as there's a lot of people that had that trauma at a young age and they learn to mask it. They learn to, you know, in essence, play that game to be able to be just able to survive and not thrive like you are now. What were some of those things at a young age that you can remember that you were able to transition, I guess you could say?
Well, I think that's such a great question, because what one would think would be, you know, the worst thing wound up being my best thing. So the very first time I remember transitioning, or the first step to transitioning, was I was in sixth grade.
Wow.
And I had just moved. Well, I had moved to Manhattan a year or two before that. And I was a mess. And I skipped school, which the family I came from, you don't skip school. That's just not my parents. They're no longer with us. They were amazing, loving, supportive parents. You know, they had their stuff just like we all do. I'm a parent now, and yep. They weren't perfect, but the love was there. And you just didn't do that. But what I did was I wanted to eat. And I went to the New York Public Library, and I went to some random health food store because that's all I could find. And I bought some like healthy chips because I wanted chips. And why I didn't go to a bodega and buy Doritos is the other thing. That started me on my health journey, though, which is so crazy. Like, it was like Garden of Eden chips. And those are like, you know, like those blue, really good. I mean, no chips are good for you, but if you're sixth grade. Yeah. Yeah.
Then I get to the
library where you're not, exactly, where you're not supposed to be eating in the library. And I sit down and I'm like sneaking them out of my pocket, and I pick up a book. And thank you, Anthony Robbins, because it was Awaken the Giant Within.
No kidding. Oh my God.
Who knew? And at the time, I didn't even know what it was going to be doing for my life. I don't even know if I read the whole thing, but I read parts of it before I decided to walk aimlessly around the city, thinking that no one from the school was going to call my parents and that I would get away with this. But that was the first, when I reflect and when I wrote my book, that was the first moment that I can remember. And of course, my parents were somewhat progressive, so whatever they had instilled in me and the values, but that I can remember as part of the transitioning, but it was like by osmosis. It was in my subconscious. It wasn't something I was aware of. And I wasn't like, oh, I'm reading this life-changing book and this is going to be amazing. And I didn't even read the whole thing at the time. Now it's obviously on my bookshelf. but so that was the first step.
Wow. That's amazing. Cause and transitioning that to your professional coaching now, I love the way that you talk about together, we can define a vision for success. Now, tell me more about the coaching side, because that's, you know, you talk about reading Tony Robbins' book to be able to help transform you. Now you're into the coaching side of helping to perform, actually transform people into their best self and their success. How do people find their individual success, not that success that other people deem is it?
Before I answer that, I just so people understand that this is like a process, I just want to say, so that Tony Robbins thing and the library, and of course, I got in so much trouble. After that, I continued to act out. I continued to throw parties at my apartment when my parents were away. I continued to do things that didn't serve me. So it wasn't like I read that and it was this ha-ha. You know, like there were years and years and years after that of just total self abuse and abuse to the world, like into the world. So I just want to say, so that was just the stepping stone. And then I can come up, I'm not going to right now, but then within years after that, there was another stepping stone and then another stepping stone. So I just, it's not all of a sudden in sixth grade, everything changed. And so be patient and kind and compassionate and give yourself grace as long as you're getting started. And then in terms of with coaching clients, or more what I'm doing now is I'm doing more public speaking and speaking on a larger platform. But in terms of that, it's all about understanding that I could problem solve for another person with the best of them. Like, Rob, if you told me what's going on in your life, I could give you ideas and things to do that you'd be, will blow you away and you'd go do them. But then if something went wrong again, you'd call me and say, what now? And that's not what I want. I want people to have tools for themselves. So what I do is I try to evoke transportation. I try to evoke transformation in them by holding space for them and understanding that they are naturally resourceful, whole, and creative people and can figure out what they need for themselves. And I'm a conduit for that.
I love that, because it's in essence training the trainer and making them able to live their own lives. It's, you know, there's so many people out there that are looking for that simple way out. And I love that you explained that it's a long-term process. And, you know, a lot of people look at coaching as, hey, they're going to fix this for me. And people have to find their vision and their potential. I love the statement that you have. it's time to live the life you've always dreamed of. When during that journey that you were going through of trial and, you know, and turmoil, did you feel like you started to live that dream?
When I started to be okay with who I was authentically, my authentic self, when I stopped wearing masks, when I stopped trying to please everyone else, including society, or when I stopped trying to please what I thought everyone wanted from me, checking all the boxes to realize that, you know, I'm not happy going to an Ivy League graduate school, going to a super solid undergraduate school, getting married at a young age, having three kids before, you know, I was 30. And by the way, my three kids are the most amazing things in my life. They know and my everything. So I always say to people, I will always love my former husband because he gave me them. I wouldn't have, there was no other man in the world who could have produced these three people. So when I speak about this and say, you know, I checked all the boxes, I had this and that, it's more just because you do what you think you're supposed to, the belief system you and values you were raised to have, doesn't mean it's going to produce the results you need. And we have a purpose inside of ourselves and a passion. And there's no, absolutely no doubt that I was meant to be a mother and I was meant to be a mother at a young age. And that was my purpose. I always wanted to be a mom. But aside from that, all those other things, I mean, they made me, they created who I am today, but I had to go through them and then unravel them, which takes a lot more work. So I love working with the people who are in their young, the young stage of their life and, you know, helping them identify who they are, not who they were taught to be or who they think they're supposed to be or who they think they are, so that they can then add to the world and add to themselves. So
I love that. That's so powerful. You need to go to thepamchristiangroup.com to find out more. I want to go into the Juice podcast. I love the title. I need to know why.
Okay. So, on my journey, I wound up when I was 18 being diagnosed with an autoimmune disease that is totally in check and handled now. Actually, I don't even have it, but it was pretty intense. Its side effects are weight gain, bad skin, hair loss, lots of other things like that. When you're 18 years old, you do not want to be dealing with.
Yeah.
And the medication had other side effects. So I decided to take this health journey and go, you know, pretty much holistic, natural. And not that if I need meds, I won't take them because there's a place for that. But I found that my diet and my supplementation was really crucial to the well-being of my mind, body, spirit. So anyway, long story short, went on that journey, got to the point where, you know, someone reached out to me to do a podcast and decided to do it. And I kind of was like, what is the name going to be? I'm all about green juices. So it's a play on words though. So it's the juice. And when we did it in person before COVID, we'd each be drinking a juice, kind of like coffee talk, but juice
talk. There
you go. And the juice, you know, the tea, what's going on? What's the scoop? What's the story? So
I gotcha.
The juice and drink the juice.
I love it. Now you interview people. I can only imagine the energy that comes from that podcast.
It's solid.
I can only imagine. Now, when people go to that podcast, what can they expect? What kind of guests?
This is that's a great question too. So what you're going to get is you're going to get the story of a person's journey, but the point of it is to talk about what they had to go through to get to where they are today. And most people are super successful, but success is defined differently by each person. So not each person is super financially successful or is a pop star like Jay Sean, who I interviewed, or David Meltzer. Like, there are people who are, you know, just success is something else. It means living a peaceful life. So I have my Clint Malarchuk's, who I don't know if you know who he is, but suffered the worst injury in sports history. He was a professional hockey player. But I interviewed a follower on my Instagram because he's in recovery and he had an addiction.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was so cool. It's coming out today on Instagram, so you guys can watch it. He's amazing. And that was probably one of my favorite ones because I didn't know him. I heard his story on an Instagram live that I was hosting, and I just asked how people were doing after the holidays, and he shared, and I was like, I got to interview him. And I wanted to see him. I wanted him to be seen, heard, acknowledged, and appreciated. And that's what everyone wants. But I think what people don't realize is I'll get up and speak, and they think that where I am today is an unreachable, unattainable goal. And I've just always had this extra thing that got me there, or you or anyone else. And right. It's just not true. So I go behind the scenes and what happened? What got you there? You know, people have lost siblings when they were at a young age and what that did to them and their journey and what that tapped into. And so the stories behind the success.
I can't, that is so impactful. And I love that you brought somebody on, because a lot of times, you know, you have these high achievers, high performers, and people listen, like you said, I can't get to that point. But then you have somebody who is just a normal average Joe, or Jane. And it's kind of like us, we're normal average Joes and Janes. We just found our purpose.
Well, and I agree with you, but I have to just say we are not normal, because and no one is. We all have a spark. And like you said, we've tapped into ours. And I think the best thing about tapping into it, and I think I don't know you that well, but I'm hearing you and I'm all about energy and I can pick up on vibes. And I think the thing is, we're not doing this for any other reason than to serve. I'm not looking for anything. I don't care what comes of this other than impacting others. That's it. That's all I want.
That's so true. And that's, you know, you talk about in the beginning, you found your clarity through self-exploration, self-examination, you know, meditation and time alone with yourself. And I actually have troubles with that with PTSD. And actually, that's why I started doing triathlons, because you're pretty much by yourself by happenstance. How did you take that time by yourself? And how did you take that self-exploration to truly find in your own mindset where you needed to go? Because a lot of times we put the limitations of others with a decreased, you know, limited mindset. How did you change that in your mind through that self-exploration?
I mean, I think there were a few things. And before I answer that, I kind of want to point to a woman just texted me yesterday telling me that she keeps trying to meditate and it's not working. And I'm like, wait, no, meditation is not a working or not working thing. And he's like, well, I either fall asleep, or she said, there's just so much chatter. And I'm like, good, then you're meditating. And I think people have this notion that it's all about clarity, presence, and being quiet and nothing going in your head. But if, let's just say you're 20 years old, 30 years old, or 40 years old, it doesn't matter your age, whatever your age is, you've built up all the chatter and noise and the soundtrack and the narrative till whatever age you are. It's not going to take one day of meditating to unravel that, right? So I'm like telling her, no, you are meditating, but you have to clear the noise, and that takes time. You're not going to see the results immediately. You just have to keep going. And so for me, what happened was I hated being alone by myself, and I had major PTSD also from a young age. But then just a few years ago, both of my parents suddenly, unexpectedly passed away. And it was my dad first and then my mom. And the way it happened with my mom was extremely disturbing. And I had such bad PTSD that if I left my house and I would drive to the grocery store, let's say, when I came home, I would be driving home and I'd be shaking because I thought that my three kids were in the house and that it burnt down, or that someone came in and killed them. And so I had already kind of been on the healing process, gotten past the PTSD from my childhood, been in quiet places, and it all erupted all over again. So what I want to say is it's an ongoing process. I thought I was healed. I was like, I got this. I'm here. And then just a couple of years ago, it reared its ugly head. And what I would say about, so I hated being alone when I was younger. I hated being with my thoughts. I hated myself. So why would I want to be with myself? Right. And at some point I decided that I needed to go inwards, because what was happening outwards was not working for me. I did not like the social life. I didn't like, you know, my former spouse was super social, nothing wrong with that at all. It just wasn't for me. And so, I was realizing that I was being depleted nonstop and feeling so bad about myself. So I just started with 1 minute a day. And you said you have trouble with that too. And that's why you do triathlons. And I exercise all the time because it's so important for my mental clarity, but my mental health to exercise, even when I don't want to. But I also think, and I'm going to challenge you, Rob.
Oh boy.
Meditation doesn't have to be 40 minutes and it doesn't have to be just a sitting practice. If you just put a timer on your phone and put your phone away for 1 minute or 2 minutes, that's 120 seconds. It's nothing. And just sit there. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge the thoughts. Don't worry about if you go down a rabbit hole. Don't worry if you get stuck on one thought. If you do that every day for a year, first of all, you'll start with more than 2 minutes, but your life will change. And it's just 2 minutes. Give yourself that gift. You're worth it. You deserve it.
I'll take the challenge. You convince me. I like it. I you know, it's one of those things where, you know, you get to a point, and I've talked to with a bunch of, you know, former vets on here and in the fire service. And I love the way that you said that is it's a constant journey. It's a constant just challenge to get over that because it doesn't completely go away. And I think that's the hardest thing for I love that you said that because a lot of people feel that it can go away. You know, why can't you get better? Why can't you do this? You can get better, but you have to be prepared for when that lion rears its ugly head again.
And I would even challenge, and I hope you don't mind the word
I love
better.
It.
Okay. The word better. Yeah. It's not even better. You can get to a place of peace. And enjoy that when you're there. It's not going to last, but you can have it again. So when you're there, enjoy that. And when you're not, enjoy what you're in. Enjoy, try to embrace, whether it's the PTSD, which isn't easy to embrace, but that's challenging you. It's asking you, the universe saying, rise to the occasion. There's something better on the other side of it. Let's fight through it together. I'm here by you. I'm not going to let you fail. I'm not going to let you fall down too far. You got this. Rock bottom is a beautiful place to grow from.
Oh, I love that. There's your next book. Rock bottom is a beautiful place to grow from. I like that. That is your next book. And I can I write the foreword?
Absolutely. Please do.
I love it. Yeah, you know, if anybody, you know, I love what you're saying. And, you know, I love that book that's coming out this summer. I can't wait for it to come out. I hope you're having a great day. I know I am. By Pam Christian. You're going to have to keep going to her site, thepamchristiangroup.com, to find out more. Make sure that you are following her on Instagram and Twitter, and you have Facebook too. And Pam, it is so awesome to talk to you today.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to a long-term relationship and keeping in touch. This was an amazing show, and you're doing such good stuff.
Hey, I appreciate it. And, you know, it's not over yet because I always ask three questions to all my guests. You know, I don't give them to you before because I like to, you know, just kind of see that in the moment mindset and see where your answer is. But are you ready for that first question?
I sure am.
All right, here it is. What would you say is one of the big suggestions that you would tell your 18-year-old self?
I just did a blog post on this. On my website. No, I'm just kidding. It was my 20-year-old self. I think I don't want to use the same answer I used there. So just let me think for a second.
No, completely. I love the in-the-moment answers.
Yeah. I think it's just kind of have more faith, trust the process, trust where you are, be okay with where you are, and understand that wherever you're going is also going to be an awesome place.
I have an 18-year-old, and that's great advice that I would be telling them today. here's the second one. So people are going through struggling times, and there always is struggling times, but it's a little more right now. Mm-hmm. What would you say would be two daily habits? It can happen in the morning or in the evening that you would suggest that they incorporate into their lives today to start living forward.
Oh gosh. I mean, this is an awesome question. I have a whole toolbox to pick two.
Okay. They need to go to thepamchristiangroup.com to find out more.
Exactly. Actually,
we're just going to give them two.
Go to my Instagram. Okay. So one would be have a large glass. I want to do, you know, ones that are doable and not overwhelmed. So have a large glass of water. by your bedside table and before you get out of bed, drink. That water is the lubrication for the soul. And it's also the lubrication for your body, your brain. It wakes everything up. The Tin Man needed oil. We need water. We are a dehydrated population. Start your day with that. You may not like it. And this is what I always tell my kids. I have two 19-year-olds and a 16-year-old, so I get where you are with yours.
Yes.
And you don't have to like the water. You don't have to like the vitamins and the probiotics I'm giving you. It's not about liking everything you're doing. It's knowing they're good for you and they're going to give you an outcome that you want. So the process doesn't always have to taste good or feel good in the moment. It's for a bigger purpose. So one is water. I think that's doable. Another one that I would say, whether it's in the morning or night, the day before, if it's going to be in the morning or midday or at some point, go on your bathroom mirror and get a dry erase marker or sticky pads. If you get a dry erase marker and it doesn't come off, don't blame me. So then get sticky. Okay. It comes off mine, but and write stuff like, whether it's I am this, I am beautiful, I am strong, I am empowered, I am confident, I am unique, I am healthy, I am happy, whatever your I ams are that you want to be,
yes,
or what you want to manifest. Be very careful with your language. And what happens is right now, when you're not doing that, we are fed millions of messages into our subconscious by walking into the grocery store, by going into any place or seeing any billboard or putting on any station. And that is what seeps in without our permission, without our even knowing. And so we need to change that. We need to offset that. And the only way to do that is to get other information into our subconscious. So you brush, this is what I've done for my kids since they were little kids. You start brushing your teeth, you look up at your mirror, you start reading that. Even if it's hokey, woo-woo, weird to you, it doesn't matter. You just start doing it and it's going to seep into your subconscious and you're going to start believing it. And you, just like you believe the negative stuff, the limiting beliefs, the inner critic, the saboteur, these are the things you want to hold on to and believe.
Those. All right. Well, I want to know the rest of them.
They're alive.
Those two are powerful. I'm actually going to do that water. I love that idea of that water to start your day off right.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. All right. This last one is always, this is fun because we get so many different answers. So who are three people, they can be living or deceased, that you'd like to have coffee with at a firehouse table? So at a firehouse table, nothing is off the table to have discussion with. They have to answer it. It's open conversation. Who would those three people be and why?
So I'm a really good communicator and I feel like I've asked every question that I've wanted to ask, but since my parents aren't here anymore and I've had some questions, which I still ask them and I get the answers.
Yep.
I'd probably say them.
Okay.
And then, so that's two. And the third person would be myself.
Oh, I like it. I like it. At what age would you like to have yourself be there?
To be honest, if there's more than just this life, I'd like to have myself from another lifetime.
There you go.
And if not, it's not about an age. It's about my higher self. I would want to connect on a higher level with my higher self so I could hear all the things that I know deep down about myself, but that have gotten convoluted and contaminated by the messages we get.
That, I have never gotten that answer, and I love that answer. Wow. You see how this, this is the great thing about conversations, about podcasts. I can only imagine what the Juice podcast, you need to go check that out. Pam Christian, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you.
All right. Thanks for joining us on the Forge in the Fires podcast. We'll talk with you next time.
Thanks for listening and supporting the Forged in the Fires podcast with Fireman Rob. Remember, don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast, and please share this episode with a friend or family. To find out more about Fireman Rob or reach out about a question, go to www.firemanrob.com. Until next time, live your life forged in the fires.